All right, we'll continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. And the Cardinals are on the road this weekend at USC. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. The last 3 meetings between you guys and USC have all been white knuckles. What are you expecting this week?
Yeah, honestly, in the 7 years that I've been here now, I think 5 of them have gone down to the wire.
Yep.
So we expect the same thing. I don't think anybody in our conference is surprised how well they're playing. They've got good schemes on both sides of the ball. They've got really good coaches, and they have talent. You know, they're healthy now, and they're dangerous, and we expect a barn burner.
Going back and watching film from early in the season, USC, to maybe their last 3 or 4 games, do you notice anything different with the coaching change?
I don't know that I would say that. I think they're playing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll throw on top of this, I think they're healthy. I mean, I don't care who's I will say this. When Marquise Lee's banged up, and so is Nelson Aguilar, you know, you take your top 2 fastest guys off of any team, and then you're not going to have the same production. Not to mention they're going back and forth with quarterbacks and settled on the quarterback, and now you start to game plan for who you have at quarterback. So your quarterback's settled, now your 2 big threats are back and healthy and making plays, and, you know, defense has really been playing well, you know, all year. So, you know, and the one thing I'll say, that the biggest difference to me is they're running the ball better this year completely, starting with the beginning of the year, because they ran the ball really well at the beginning of the year also. But now you combine a really good running game with an explosive passing game, and now you've got where they are offensively and defensively. They've been steady all year.
And then finally, I would imagine, given the maturity of your team, you aren't expecting any kind of, you know, emotional hangover from the win or anything like that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. You know, the conference is too tough, you know, and going down to play at the Coliseum against USC on national TV, you know, that's enough to get your attention. And, you know, we can't afford to dwell on any of the things that happened last week. And there's still enough negative from last week to make sure that we carry forward and improve.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Kirk Cragthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
David, your defense continues to play so well ever since the game at Utah. Do you look back at that as some kind of seminal moment or something you learned in that game that has helped you?
I think to a certain degree, and defensively, offensively, everything, which was, gosh, and that just wasn't, it wasn't our best effort. And when you don't bring your best effort against a Utah team at their home who's giving you their best effort, you know, you're going to lose. So that, you know, that was a huge, I think it was a huge moment for all of us. And thankfully we have the maturity that we bounced back from that, you know, that we learned from that, that we, you know, I still haven't played perfectly, but we've played better and we finished games better. But yeah, there's no question that was, you know, similar to Notre Dame loss from a year ago, to where you have that moment, and it creates a sense of urgency on your team.
And obviously it's your only loss. Does it haunt you in any sense, or just part of the flow of the season?
No, not at all. I mean, this is it's hard to go undefeated for an entire year, and you're going to have moments where you don't play your best football, and you have to try to find a way to still win those games at the end. But, you know, I look back at that as kind of what you said, as a moment to say, hey, you know what, we let one slip away. We can't let games like this slip away anymore. So if anything, it's pushed us forward as opposed to, you know, something that we lament on and look back on as a negative. Hey, it happened. Learn the lessons from it and push it forward.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kinzing-Turner.
Good morning, Coach. When you're discussing USC's running game, with the way that Buck Allen's been playing lately, what kind of dynamic does he bring to that USC offense?
Well, you know, if for them, honestly, it starts up front. You know, they're healthier than they were a year ago. They're playing much more consistent on the offensive line. they're playing more physical on the offensive line. And I think they've had, you know, three different backs play extremely well at different times during the year. And each one of them has good vision, a good understanding of the schemes, and know when and where to cut. They're both, all three of them are strong runners that can run through tackles and can make you miss and have a chance to make the big run.
And with having such a diverse backfield, how does that change the defensive strategy going into facing a team that can throw so many different guys out there?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, these guys can get you both ways. So, you know, if you're just playing the run, those receivers will kill you. You know, if you're playing too soft, just on the pass, the running game can really hurt you. So for us, it's about mixing it up. It's about making sure that we try not to give up the big play in the run game or the pass game, and playing great team defense.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jack Wang, the LA Daily News.
Hi, David. Is there anything you think about the way the college football is today that could make it harder for a player to go both ways compared to maybe 5 or 10 years ago?
You know, I think it depends on the scheme. Schemes on both sides of the ball. If they're overly complex, I think it gets really hard because there's so many calls and so many things that you need to know. If you can simplify it for someone, I think it makes it easier. We had Owen Marisic go both ways, and you know, it was the offense was easy because he'd been on offense for 3 years. You know, so he knew the offense and it hadn't changed. So he had to learn the defense. So as long as we didn't change things for him on offense and kept his job the same, he could do all the learning for all the complexity of our defense. So really, it depends on, you know, I think it's hard if you're just jumping into it. But, you know, depending on what position in particular, I'm guessing you're talking about linebacker and running back. You know, running back's one of those positions. As long as he's not dealing with pass protection and he's just a runner, hey, you know, it's natural instincts and understanding the blocking schemes and being a great athlete. And then defensively, as long as he has all the defenses down and all the checks and calls and techniques, it is possible.
What did you think of what Miles Jack was able to do this past weekend compared to what Owen did for you guys all those years?
Just different, you know, because Owen wasn't in a ball-carrying position for us. But Owen was phenomenal. I think he was the Paul Hornung Award winner for that year. He was the most versatile player in the nation. What Miles Jack did, I thought, was sensational. You can attach more statistics to it because he's carrying the ball, but he's also a phenomenal defender. You know, he defeats blocks and gets sacks and knocks people out and takes the ball away, causes fumbles. And then with the ball in his hands, I mean, he can make people miss and break tackles and finish it in the end zone. So, I'm as curious as anybody in the nation to see what he does next.
Thank you.
Sure.
We've got time for one more question.
Your final question comes from the line of Dan Greenspan, NFL.com.
Morning, David. Your front seven gets all the attention, but your secondary has been playing extremely well, especially limiting deep shots. What role have Reynolds and Richards done in denying opponents from getting over the top of you guys?
Well, hey, we talk about playing top down. You know, we talk about not giving up the big play. We talk about being in great position. We talk about not getting our eyes in the backfield and getting enamored with what's going on behind the line scrimmage. And in particular this week, I mean, you've got two unbelievable receivers that can change games. So you have to be conscious of them. But then once the ball declares itself and crosses the line of scrimmage, we still have to rally up and make great tackles. And those guys understand that extremely well. I think we've had really good corner play. Alex Carter has given us some great play, you know, that we don't feel like we have to help him a lot. He can play guys on his own to a certain degree. Wayne has been a great run defender and has made some great plays on the ball as well. So I think as a unit, they're playing extremely well together.
With SC's receivers finally getting healthy, this seems like a game where you might need Uswa Aminem to play a little bit more. How's he progressed this season?
Uswa's been good. He's been good. Well, we've played so many different types of spread offenses and, You know, the spread passing offense, he does a great job in there, but he's also a good run defender. I think Devin Carrington has helped a ton also, rotating in at corner and safety, helping keep everybody fresh. And that's what you're going to need. You got two guys that can just run all day, so we're going to need every all hands are on deck for this week.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, that'll do it for you, David. Thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we'll see you.